today's edition of GQDN, one CEO goes, one CEO says we need more stuff, and there are certain rewards coming to Ubisoft employees. But are they happy? We will discuss that. It is February 7th, 2022, and welcome on in, guys and girls. We start today with Phil Spencer and Xbox Activision Blizzard deal, and I was fooled by one question. And the question was, what's next? But here's the thing. There was an internal messaging system going on within Xbox, and that's where the question came from, essentially. So it really does depend on, you know, what they do and how this deal does go through. Because right now, Xbox is feeling very secure in thinking that the deal will go through. We shall see. This has to go through the federal government, and it has to go through other governments that have an interest. We'll see if it does. The article came from IGN, of course, before I forget to mention that. So all credit to them. Now we go to a CEO that wants the company to make more games. So this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that the studio should be changing its approach to make more games. Now, Iniba said, and I quote, "Project GG is still in the stage of testing various things, so I can't tell you much about it. But when it comes to the future of game production, we want to focus on creating games that are different from the past. I would like to focus on creating games that can be enjoyed and loved for a longer period of time." And, you know, they make some well-designed games like Bayonetta. And they want to go on and try to make more games like Babylon Falls and Soul Cresta as well. So I think they're trying to expand their focus. But they need to be careful. They might look like Activision. We'll see. Now there's a CEO, once again coming to us from Eurogamer.net, that departs his role. Intellivision's boss, Tommy Tallarico, and I do apologize if I do mispronounce the name, is stepping down and will be replaced by the former Chief Revenue Officer, Phil Adam. What this person did not do, and I'm talking about Tommy, is they wanted to make a console. Okay, and this console has been in development since about 2018, so about 4 years, and it has apparently done nothing. So we'll see how he does, because he will still be a member of the board, a president as well, because he still has the majority of stock within the company. We'll see what happens. Oh boy, it's going to be tough for them, I think. But now we go to, once again, talk about NFTs. And the Ubisoft rewards employees with Ghost Recon hat. This comes to us from discord.com. My best shot today. My brain's not right. So from them, there was an internal memo saying, "With the opening of the Ubi Quartz platform in December, we thought of creating an exclusive digit for you, the Ghost Recon 20th anniversary cap. If you want to receive the exclusive digit, we will inject it into the crypto wallet with the 9th of March." And there has been some arguments against that as well, because there's no quote. I'm sorry, there's a bit of a quote from Ubisoft employee saying that staff saying, "We hate this crypto stuff," and Ubisoft responding with, "Okay, come get some." Here's the thing. If the company makes something and the people don't buy it, what's the point of making it? I'm just saying. We are off to DualShockers.com, and Apex Legends has been teased to go to PlayStation 5 after the Defiance launch, of course. So it might also go to Xbox 2. So it'll be a big update to the Apex Legends. And if that does, this could happen somewhere around the Apex Season 12. So there isn't really a big announcement as to when, but it could very well come into play. I think you could play it now if you got it on the PlayStation Store and maybe the Xbox Store as well. We'll see. We will see. We're going to go to a little bit of esports right now. And the Atlanta Hawks Talon Gaming has announced a partnership with the University of West Georgia. This comes to us from esportsinsider.com. And this is pretty much a handshake type deal. That's what I'm reading here. Dr. Brendan B. Kelly, president of the university, said this partnership with the College Park Skyhawks and Hawks Talent Gaming exemplifies college commitment to curating a first-choice university for our students with distinctive world-class experience with both inside and outside the classroom. We look forward to our students having a front row seat to learn how two of the most sophisticated enterprises in the Atlanta metropolitan area. We'll see on how this partnership will go. I mean, it could be very beneficial for both sides and certainly more to the university. We'll see what happens. Our last story goes right back to IGN, and It Takes Two crossed 5 million copies. This is very, very big for the It Takes Two team. And yes, they won awards at the Game Awards, but going past that 5 million copy threshold, that's just wow. Haze Light Studios, well done. They send a tweet, that's 5 million copies of hashtag It Takes Two sold. Our team is absolutely stunned just thinking about how many players have enjoyed our game, and I bet they are, and they should be extremely proud. Anyway, it is time to end this, so you can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter. And while you're online, you can check out thegroupquest.com, and you can check out links there to Audible, that's the banner, and you get a free book. And there's a link to our Patreon, to patreon.com/thegroupquest. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. You can check out all the podcasts that Dawn Forge has at dawnforge.com. We'll see you tomorrow for more news, people. Until then, be good. Thank you.